change my heart, O God. May I be like true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Amen. Change my heart, O God. May be Deva true. Change my heart, O God. May I be once more, amen, amen. Change my heart, O God. May be Deva true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you are the potter, amen, amen. The potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, this is what I pray. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like. Change my heart, O God. Change my heart, O God. Maybe ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like, change my heart, O God. Change my heart, O God. May be Deva true. Change my heart, O God. May I, hey, you are the potter, amen, amen. The potter in the clay, mold me and make me, this is what I pray. Make my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Change my heart, O God. Maybe Deva too. Change my heart, O God. Amen. Change my heart, O God. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Amen, amen. I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me, and he purchased my salvation on Calvary. Amen, I love him. I love him. Love him because he first loved me and he purchased my salvation on Calvary. Amen. I love him. I love him. I love him because he first loved with me. Then he purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
It is an honor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's a great privilege to be here tonight. Let's all straight away open our Bible to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 9. We read the verses 2 and 3, then we jump to 21. Daniel chapter 9, verses 2 and 3, then we jump to 21. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the year, whereof the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Verse 21, the same chapter. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, who I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. And at the beginning of that supplication, the commandment came forth, and I come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make a reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and the prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah, the priest shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, then street shall be built again, and the wall even in troubles time. And after 62 weeks shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the place that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end therefore shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolation are determined. Let bow our head and all enter to a time of prayer. Let's call the name of the Lord. Let's all pray.
Tiens notre Père, encore une fois de plus, après la lecture de ta sainte parole, nous venons devant toi comme Daniel, Seigneur Jésus-Christ, quand il est arrivé. Nous puissions vivre la vie de ta sainte parole, Père, laisse que ces choses puissent avoir une option spéciale dans nos vies.
Dear God, once again, we come humbly before thy throne tonight, Father, to thank you for the privilege that you have given to us to be present in thy house. We believe, Father, according to thy word, that where two or three are gathered in thy name, you shall be in their midst, Father. And we believe that you are in our midst tonight. Father, we ask you that you should move freely among us, Father, and accept our prayer and accept us through the sacrifice that was made 2,000 years ago, Father. In the best of it, we are present here tonight. Father, we ask you once again to heal our sister Juliet, that you should give her strength in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we We want to remember Sister Lily Porapele, Father, as they are mourning now, we are mourning together with them, Father. Their hearts are broken, Father, but what we can ask you, that you, the comfort, that you should comfort their heart, Father. You could minister deeper inside of the heart where our world can't reach there, Father. We ask you that you should reach there, Father. Father, we ask you once again to bless the weekend services, Father, that you should be with us, that we should see yourself manifest among ourselves, Father, because the desire of each of us, heart, Father, is to know you in the power of the resurrection, Father, and we know that you manifested and you have vindicated in this message of the end time, Father, and we believe that everything that the bride needs is in the message of the hour, Father, and we trust and commit ourselves tonight, Father, if there's anything that's going to be said, let everything that is contrary to thy word come out of me, Father, because we know the word of man is liar and your word is the truth, Father. That's why I ask you to put me aside, Father, that you alone should speak through me, Father, that you know the hearts of thy people, Father. You know our need, Father, and our need is a closer walk with thee, Father. Our need is to have a consecrated life of the gospel, Father. Help us. That is our desire, Father. Bless all of us here, Father. If there's anybody that has any hidden request, Father, please, Father, can't you grant it according to thy will in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, bless us this moment, and we commit everything at thy hand in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, amen. Then it was very good to read this scripture tonight as we're going this season. If you look from last weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I think it was very good that we go down to these things and pray like Daniel. Because Daniel, you maybe have a seat. I say everybody, sorry. People are very polite. They can't have a seat before you say a word. But that is very good. But I think that it's very good because if you open your Bible with me in the book of Jeremiah, because many people may not know where Daniel get these things. You just get in the middle of the verse. He's speaking about Jeremiah the prophet. It's Jeremiah 29. We read from verse 10. Now Daniel was reading this book that you and I are reading right now. Here, Daniel 29 from verse 10. Jeremiah 29 from verse 10. For that said the Lord, that after 70 years, be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my goodness, my good word toward you, and causing you to return to this place. Now, Daniel, when you get to Daniel chapter 9, Daniel is reading the same book now, and he wants to get the understanding of it, and he wants to see when he sees certain event taking place, and he wants himself to know, but it looks like something is fixing to happen now. The Lord has a promise that something must happen. And he look at the book, and they read the book, and they see it looks like the scripture must be fulfilled now. And we know Daniel is like you and I. He was living in a foreign country. We know that this home is not our country. Our home is in heaven. And he was living like you and I in Babylon, the same way that you and I are living at this time. Living in the Babylon, that it was the same time that Daniel also was living there. The conditions were not easy for him. And the life there, it wasn't easy for him. Though he was a prime minister, but spiritually speaking, the culture there and everything there was contrary to the word of God. But he managed to live there, and there's no record in the Bible that says he sinned somewhere against God or he disobeyed the word of God. He was observing the commandment of God and living according to the word of God. But it came to a certain time in life that he saw that the things now are taking another angle. Let me see when the scripture will be fulfilled. And he started to read the scripture. When he was reading, the scripture tells us in verse 21 and 22 that he was lacking the skill and the understanding. That's what the scripture says. Because Daniel wanted to understand. He didn't have the skill to understand this book of the prophet Jeremiah. And he wanted to understand exactly how the things will be fulfilled there. and how the things will be accomplished according to the scripture. And it was a burden inside of his heart. He didn't have a burden to look for money, not to look for the riches, but he wanted to know the time in which he was living. He wanted to know exactly which time that he was living and what must happen next. And that's why he went to prayer. He consecrated his life. He fasted, not for the things of this life, because he was rich enough. He has enough resources. He could relax and says, me, I'm okay. I can even stay here for good in Babylon. But he knew that for sure Babylon wasn't his home. He has to go back home. Now, and he wants to see, now the time is drawing near. He must go home. But what must be done? He wants to understand this book that he was reading. Now, it's something that you can see there, that we can all read the book, but we will not have all the ability to understand the book. It must be God dropping the revelation from above that we can understand them. Because he was reading a prophet, like us reading the message of the hour. But not us will understand the same thing in the same way. It needs that God to open a certain channel, that to draw the revelation, that we can understand what is between the lines, what is there in the scripture. Because he was reading the psalm, as many of us, we can stand there and read the message and listen the same message that the pastor preached over the weekend. But when you see that God drops something, a revelation, the things you read before, but it brings more light on it. And these things become new because God has sent someone. God has revealed his things the way he said that he's going to reveal it. And we see that he revealed it through a prophet. But it needs certain special anointing for you to understand these things. That even me, many things that was preached over the weekend, I read them, the Feast of the Trumpet. I listened to them many times. But you see that when the word was preached and the revelation come down, you get something new. And the things become unveiled to you. And you see that now I see it. Now it's the same as Daniel. Daniel, he was a genuine believer. There was no life of sin in his life. But he was reading the book, but he could not understand. What happened with Daniel? This a just man. There's no record of Daniel committing wrong things or something that he did that could not bring the revelation. But he went there fasting now and praying with sackcloth and ashes because he wanted to understand the scripture. Because he knew that the scripture belonged to him. Now you and I, we are living in the same time. That there's many scripture for us in the Bible and in the message that we must get the revelation of it. Now Daniel, the way he did it, it wasn't just one day. He went to pray, making supplication and fasting. And that one bring the revelation down. Now when he was consecrated to himself, the angel come to reveal him these things. That he wanted to know about them. And you and I, we want to know about the seal. We want to know about all this mystery, the hidden mystery. Now, for us to get to the same condition, we must create the same condition. Because Daniel, he created that condition in his life. He went to a life of prayer because he wanted to get something from God. That's the only way you can get it. You can read it and have just a head knowledge. And you can get even confused with the scripture. But if you consecrate it to yourself and God anointing, the revelation come down, you will see the scripture in a different way. You will see the scripture in the way that they never see it before. Because he may read this book not for the first time. Maybe he read it before. And this time when he read it, something was quickened inside of his heart. And he said, now I think this is the season for me to understand this book. This is the season for me to understand the mystery that is in this book. Let me seek the Lord. And once he find that it was the season, he went to seek the Lord. And God come and give him the skill and the understanding. That is what he was lacking. He lacked the skill and the understanding. Now, but it was very good with him. When he feel, he sensed that the Lord was near. And he went and seek the Lord. He went and confessed his sin.
and confess the sin of his people because he wants to get something from the Lord. And he knew that for me to get something from the Lord, everything must be under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything must be right. There's nothing, all the sin must be under the blood for me to get the revelation. Let me consecrate it to my life. Let me consecrate it to my house. That I must make sure that when the Lord is visiting his people, he should not pass me by. That I shall receive something. That was the attitude inside of his heart. And because of that was so much inside of his heart, he went to seek the Lord. And the Lord sent Gabriel. And the prophet told us that Gabriel is always is an angel to the Jew. He never been an angel to the Gentile. And each time when the Lord has to send an angel to the Hebrew children, he sent them Gabriel. He said, it's an angel to the Hebrew children. But by the time when we get now, that is something is very good for you and I. Now, when we get to verse 24, let's read verse 24, Daniel chapter 9. Now, from verse 23, and at the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment come forth, and I came to show thee, for thou art a great beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. Now, Daniel, in the beginning, we saw that Daniel has seen a vision. In verse 20, you will see that Daniel has a vision. But when we get to verse 23 now, Gabriel comes and to tell him what is going to happen. And he says here, now, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon the holy city to finish the transgression, that number one, and to make an end of sin, that number two, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, that number three, and to bring everlasting righteousness, number four, and to seal up the vision and the prophecy, that number five, and to anoint the most holy, that is number six. That's what the angel come to Daniel. And the prophet here, he says, in the spoken word, the sixfold purpose of Gabriel to visit Daniel. The prophet say, while in prayer, Gabriel come and told him that there was not only two more years before they were going back to the homeland, but told him the entire destination of the nation. Now, he told him everything of the nation. He started from the beginning until the end of everything, until the day that we are living in. That's what the angel and come to tell Daniel. He didn't tell him just the way that they're gonna go back to Jerusalem. But the prophet tell, he give him the whole program. He tell him everything there. And we see that he told him the six things there that he told Daniel. But we know all of them, there was no one of them who was accomplished in that time. In those six things, there was no one that was accomplished. And the prophet told us the reason why, because God blinded them and they didn't recognize the Messiah. For the iniquity to be finished, they must accept the Messiah because it's the only one that can take away the iniquity of the people. And because they didn't accept him now, there was no way where the scripture could be fulfilled. That's verse 24. There's no one of the portion of the scripture there that was fulfilled. Because the reconciliation of sin, for God to make it, he make it through Christ. But they could not accept Christ. How God could make the reconciliation of sin with them? And we see that these things has left a portion of the scripture that must be fulfilled after the gentle bride is gone. Now then the portion of this, then the verse 24 will be fulfilled. But when he asked to understand everything that was in the book. And the prophet say, Gabriel come now to reveal him everything. That when the pastor was preaching on Saturday and Sunday, and something strike me hard there and say that he, this is nothing but the truth. Everything in he is made perfect. Now you can understand that when he see, we will go through the seal and the 70 weeks. Now, if you are a message reader, and you take time to read the message, from there you can understand where the past is going. You can understand everything there that I can see where the man is going. Because some light, the revelation come down. Like Daniel, when the revelation come, when God sent Gabriel with the revelation, when he came down now and telling him these things, and he was full of joy to know these things. But we know the prophet he told him everything that must happen. Think of it, the entire destination, every journey on the earth. Gabriel explained it to Daniel, said he was sent to tell Daniel these great things, how that prophet must have felt. And he told him that there were 70 weeks determined upon the people and unto the consummation, that is the end time. Till all over the consummation. And he said, there 70 weeks. Now he told Daniel everything that will happen until the end of this world. The Gabriel come and they tell him everything. And we find now that everything was told by Daniel. But the Jew were able to read the scripture. But these things, they could not see them. Because remember what the pastor read in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. Because it says that the book has to be sealed. And the prophet said that was the 50 things. Because he said to seal the vision, to seal up the vision and the prophecy. That the things that Daniel saw should not be revealed at that time. That's why verse 24, there was nothing that was revealed. Because even the vision that he saw, it wasn't revealed. It was sealed up to the end time. And we see that everything there was sealed, that waiting for you and I. Because the end time is for you and I. We are the people that are living for the end time. And all this mystery is for you and I. And the scripture says in Revelation 10, that is our precious scripture, Revelation 10 and 7, that when the seventh angel shall sound the trumpet, all the mystery of God will be revealed. Now, all the scripture here we see that Genesis, that Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, that everything there, there's nothing that was accomplished there. Everything was sealed up there until you and I. That it shows you that we are privileged people. Because God sealed everything there. That you and I could be able to read them. And we can understand all these things better. But the people there could not understand it. And now when we get down to verse 26, and we see that the portion of the scripture there, it been fulfilled. Because it said that the Messiah will be cut off. And it will be cut off after 3.5 years. And we know, as the prophet showed us, as the pastor showed us on Sunday, that when Joseph went to start his ministry, being the type of the Lord Jesus Christ, he presented himself before Pharaoh when he was 30 years old. And we see that also the culture of the Jew, before someone could start, it must be 30 years old. And the Lord Jesus Christ started his ministry 30 years old. And after 3.5 years, the Messiah was cut off. That the Lord Jesus Christ passed away at the age of 33.5 years. Now we see that everything there was fulfilled according to the scripture. But some part there were not fulfilled. It was waiting for the end time. And the prophet said that it was by purpose that God did it so. That for you and I, that we could be saved. Because if they were able now to finish the iniquity, now you and I will not be saved. Because God can't deal with the Jew and the Gentile at the same time. The prophet said he's dealing with them separately. Now, when Daniel hear about these things, and Gabriel come to reveal to him, and show him all these things, I think he must be excited, the prophet said. I think how the man of God felt. He felt excited. But these things were not to be unveiled at that time. Now, there was nowhere where the scene could be finished with Israel for the people of Daniel at that time, that before you and I could be saved. Because it will bring us even to Matthew 22. Because the scripture tells us that about that man, that king, who made a wedding supper for his son. But the first one that was worthy for the invitation, the one that's supposed to come and to dine with the king, they rejected. Now, and then the second class of the people who were unworthy, you and I, Now we're made to feast with the king and his son. Now that they were blind with a purpose that you and I could be saved. If it wasn't so, then we should not be saved. Because the Messiah come to whom? The scripture tell us there. Come to Daniel people. When he come to Daniel people, if Daniel people could recognize it, then everything shall be finished from there. But they didn't recognize because there was something that God wanted a gentle bride, as we see with the pastor, that Joseph has to have a gentle bride, that now the Lord Jesus Christ must have a gentle bride. That if those things was fulfilled there, he could not have a gentle bride. These people must be blind first, that you and I could be saved. Now we see that why, when we see these things, the book of Daniel seals that it is something for a message believer should pray for it, to get the understanding, to get the skill of it. It is something that you can't stop praying for it. The prophet said you must pray always for revelation. Because each time when we come to the house of God, if we come prayed up, we always receive something new. Even the scripture we read at home, when we come to the house of God, if you are prepared, we will get something new. You can read them time and time, but each time when you read, you see another light again. Because you pray for the revelation, then the revelation will come unto you. That's what Daniel was praying. He put aside the food and everything because he wanted to get the revelation. He wanted to know exactly what was happening. He could see that things are not anymore the same. Something is fixing to happen. But I want to be aware of what's going to happen. I want to understand these things fully. Because these things is for me. It's for us. It's our things. Let us not these things pass us by. We don't want a man understanding in these things. We want the revelation coming from above. Something that in every corner will go together with the scripture. That everything from cover to cover, everything will tie together with the scripture. That once you get that one, and that is something very powerful for you and I. And our faith, if nobody will come with a false doctrine, it will not move you at all. Because the revelation already comes from God. And once you get it, there's nobody that will move you. Once you understand now, I was telling the pastor at Brother Wilmore Place, I say, denomination church, if they could understand like the message that was approached on Saturday, they could love Christ more. If they could see all those three feasts, Leviticus feast, the three one, and if they could understand them, those book of the Old Testament, they will love Christ more. They could see how Christ suffer, and they could see how the Bible, all from Genesis up to Revelation, speaking about Christ. There will be no doubt of confusion for them. Because the problem that they can't understand the Bible, because they neglect the Old Testament. They think that the Old Testament is for the past. How can you take the book, the Word of God, and put it in the past? But God always in the present. Now when we see these things, for us, we go and read these things. But some of the people, they have nothing to do with this book of Daniel. They have nothing to do with it. They don't even think about it. But you and I, when we read it, we can see that these things was for our time. This revelation that is hidden there, it was for you and I. Because this thing there, if it wasn't because of God sending a prophet with a revelation, you and I, we will not know these things. We will not know that this scripture were not yet fulfilled to Daniel people. Because Daniel people, up to now, they need a Messiah. Daniel people, after now, they are waiting for a Messiah. They want someone to make the end of sin. But now that year, the angel bring the revelation to Daniel. But this thing were not yet fulfilled to them. Now that's what the prophet says. It's not me, he says. If you read in the spoken word, the sixth purpose of Gabriel to Daniel, you will see the prophet explain and say, now, to finish the transgression of Israel, I have come to tell you that there will come a time when Israel transgression will be finished. There will come a time is in the future. But not now it finished. There will come a time that the transgression will be finished. Now God will cut off the wild branch and graft it that back to the real branch again. And oh, sometimes it make my heart jump to see them poor, miserable people cut off out yonder, not knowing where they are going. And think that God is mercy did that so. I could be saved, blind their eyes from their own Messiah, shut their ears up that they could not hear him. Yet look right at his miracle, and look right at his miracle and the things that he was doing, but they could not see him. And the prophet said, now, that the reason these people, this scripture were not fulfilled, because they were not able to recognize the Messiah at that time. If they were able to recognize the Messiah, then the scripture will be fulfilled. Because they said themselves, and the prophet said, how they committed sin. When Israel committed sin, the prophet said, if you open your Bible in Matthew chapter 27, that where Israel committed sin, that where their problem were, they committed sin at that time because they rejected the Messiah. They sold him, their own Messiah. They were blind, and they said, let his blood be upon us. Matthew 27, verse 25. And then answer all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. That way they committed sin. His blood be on us and on our children. That way they committed that sin. And the prophet said it was an end there. And he said many scripture. That's that time when a fountain will flow in the house of Jacob. At that time they will recognize the Messiah. They'll be able now to the scripture to be fulfilled. But when Gabriel was telling Daniel, this scripture, they never be fulfilled to them. Because if the scripture were fulfilled to them, you and I will not be saved. There's no way where we could be saved if those sixfold that Gabriel come with them to Daniel were fulfilled, you and I will not be saved. And it was blind from them that you and I could be saved. That we that were unworthy. And now it always bring us back to Christ. Everything there to show what Christ did for you and I. What price did he pay for you and I? That all, everything that had happened to the Hebrew children, the blindness, it was because of you and I. That they could not see these things. Now it show you where you are. It show you how privileged you are. How privileged I am. Because God has to blind his own people that his bride could be safe. That is a great privilege. That sometimes when you look ourselves, we see we are nobody. But look what God did. Look what Christ did. That he has to blind the Hebrew children. That you, a poor man like you and I, that we could be saved. And we are not worthy. But he made us worthy because of his blood. That it's something that is very precious. That we see when we see these things, all the things in the scripture, that there are things that for you and I. That when we want to get down to these things of the revelation, it's something that you and I could not cease to pray for it. The prophet say, ask always for revelation. Because you want Christ to reveal more inside of your life. Because it's the revelation that is the key for everything. It's the revelation that changed your life, that it changed my life. That the revelation that changed everything. Now that's why Daniel could go and pray and put himself away from food, because he want to get the revelation. If it wasn't important, Daniel could not do it. If it was just a matter of reading the book and understand it, he could not fast. But he knew that these spiritual things, sometimes it need more than just reading them. You have to go down in prayer for you to understand them. You can't just read them like a newspaper. You can't just wake up in the morning and read it and speak any things and say, I will listen for it and I will understand it. You will not understand it because it needs consecration inside of Daniel's life for him to understand these things. It's the same thing for you and I. Because sometimes we can get used and put the message of the hour without even prayer. Without even doing it just because we get used to it. And start listening to it. It will be just like the music. It will be just like listening the radio. But when you sit down and pray, and you go to listen a message, you get a revelation from it. But if you just become a coach, that I will play the message and listen for it, there's nothing that will come for it. Because that's the principle of the scripture. For God to come down, the condition must be right. And now Daniel created the condition for him to receive the revelation. That you and I, if we want to receive something from God over the weekend, we must create the condition that God can drop down the revelation to us. If we come unprepared, we will not receive anything. Even coming to church tonight, if you are not prepared for it, it will be just noise, just someone speaking. But if you are prepared for it, when you come prepared and your mind is in the things of God, if the English is bad, you will still get something from it. But if you just come because it becomes a culture that you have to be there on Wednesday, you will not receive anything. But if you come prepared, even if you can't understand English properly, but God will make a way for you to receive something. Because you come prepared. Because you come with a burden and say, no, I'm going to get something from God. And what that Daniel made, he wants to receive something from God. He doesn't want to just to read these things as normal. He wants to understand the time that he was living in. He wants to understand the event that must take place. What will happen next? He wants to understand these things. But for him to understand these things, he must sometime put his job aside as a prime minister. That he put his job aside and go seek the Lord. He wants to understand these things. He wants the Lord to reveal himself to him. And he went and confessed the sin. Not only his sin, but the sin of his people. Because he didn't want any Achan should hinder the presence of the Lord in the congregation of God. He wants that, I don't want anybody. If I'm right, but what about my brother and my sister? They may be in sin, but that should not hinder the presence of the Lord among us. Let me pray for myself and pray for my sisters. Pray for my brethren, pray for my children, that nobody's sin should hinder God to reveal himself to us as a congregation and to reveal himself to us as individual. Because we come here for the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to understand the book. But to understand the book, it needs a consecration, a consecrated life. To understand the book, it needs a straight walk with God. To understand the book, it needs a prayer life. You can't just understand it anyhow. You can't just commune with the word, with the people of the world, and come and say, ah, they will read the book, I will understand it. You will not understand it that way. Because Daniel showed us the principle here. He wanted to understand. He went through prayer and the supplications. Now, the same thing it applied to you and I. That if we want to know these things, we want God to drop down the revelation, we must be prepared for it. That as we coming over the weekend, for these things that is for you and I, we must prepare ourselves. We must make sure that we are prepared enough to receive the revelation. That's why we're going to pray now, that to consecrate it our life once again. Because I saw it from last Saturday, when we consecrated, many people give a very good testimony. We were speaking last time with Brother Andrew, with Brother Bishop, say that it was powerful. That the things that was preached, it was special. That the things was perfectly, that there's no doubt. When you see them, you see now I see. Even the scripture of about money fell in Genesis, I never see them before. But when it was preached now, you can see the things clearly because you are prepared for it. If you are prepared for the things, God will not pass you by. If you can prepare, God must visit you. Maybe you never understand these things before. You may receive another teaching. But if you come prepared and your mind will come with expectation that I'm going to get something good there, you will get something good. But if you come just to see, I want to see where the pastor will go out of the scripture, you will see it. You will not receive anything. But if you come and it be in your heart like Daniel, I come here. I go to seek the Lord, that I must get the understanding of these things. The understanding must come from God. God sent his angel down to drop the understanding of the things. As we're going to enter to a time of prayer now, let's pray sincerely inside of our heart. Consecrate ourselves once again. and put the pastor in the hand of God, that God should open the things to him, that when he come and stand here and preach about the seal, where you never understand before, God will be able to reveal it unto you. Because that is for you and I. That's the reason we are the message believer, because the seal was revealed. The reason we are message believer, because the 70 weeks of Daniel was unveiled. We are not a message believer just to be a different group of the people. No. We are message believer because of these things, the hidden mystery, the seven trumpets, all these things, it's for you and I. That these things are for us. The seven thunders is for you and I. But to get the revelation of it, it needs a consecrated life. It's not a life that you can live a 50-50 life. Today you live a Christian life, tomorrow you live another life, and you expect that you will understand this thing. No, it must be a consecrated life. That's why the prophet says, a prayer man, stop sinning. A prayer man, he stops sinning. But a man doesn't know to pray, he continues sinning. That's a principle. That when we pray now, that the Lord should help us to get to a channel where we can receive the revelation from God. Let's stand and now sing a few songs. Then we'll enter to a time of prayer. The reason behind we read this scripture, to show you how Daniel get the revelation. He get the revelation through the prayer. He went and kneeled down through supplication and get something from God. He separated himself from the things of the world. He shut himself from there, from anything that will hinder him, not to get the mind of God. Because to get the mind of God, it needs a consecrated life. It needs a life of a prayer. You can't live anyhow and get the mind of God. Let's sing the song, brood, and we'll all enter to a time of prayer.
I bless your name. I bless your name. Give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth. I bless your name, I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, I give you praise. I bless in prisoner's chain, in prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed at night, and in their pain began to sing. Their chains were loose and they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light. Your name, I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you're in a prison in your mind, reach out and pray. Fight, don't chains and they will fall in Jesus' name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. Your name, I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth of it. I bless your name.
Sing a song once again before we go come to a prayer request. If there's any.
He's an answering God. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name, by faith the answer came. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Hallelujah. He's an name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Hallelujah. He's an name, and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah. He's an answering God.
Let's open our Bible to the book of Jeremiah before we pray. Just read the one portion there to Jeremiah 29 to show you why Daniel was pushed there in prayer. He did exactly but the Lord says to Jeremiah here. Of Jeremiah chapter 29 from verse 10. For that said the Lord, that after the 70 year be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place. The Lord wants to restore them back. For I know the thought that I think toward you, say the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now the Lord always has the good thought to you and I, the same way he has to Israel, to give us a good and expected end. And they say, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. That's what Daniel did. He went to seek the Lord with all his heart, and he found the Lord. And if we seek the Lord in the same way that Daniel did, we will be able to find the Lord. Because the Lord said to Jeremiah, if ye shall seek me with all your heart, you shall find me. And Daniel knew that this time, if I want the understanding of this mystery, if I want the understanding of this book, how the scripture must be accomplished, how the scripture must be fulfilled, I must seek God with all my heart. Which it means, it says in another way, that sometimes someone can seek God, but not with the whole heart. Because he, it says, when ye shall seek me with all your heart, then I shall be found. But if it divided the heart, you will not find him. That's why it's very good to seek the Lord with all our heart. That to consecrate it everything and to put everything aside and to seek the Lord completely from our heart, we must find him. Because that's the promise. Then I will bring you back to the place where you used to be. And we want the Lord to bring back to our heavenly place in Jesus Christ. And the only way he can bring us back, when we seek him with all our heart. Let's sing one song, then we'll all pray for the prayer request. If there's any prayer request that we should pray tonight, you just remember Sister Juliet, yeah? That in the prayer, then we go to pray. Yeah. That's good. We have a very good prayer for Brother Robert. Father is in the hospital. If we seek the Lord with all our heart, there'll be a testimony. Your testimony. Yeah. We remember also about Mike. He can't speak very well. The flu is visiting a lot of people. Brother Pele is requesting for Sister Lily family. This time that they are mourning, everybody's look like beaten down because of what happened. The young lady passed away. She's just 33 years old. I think it's a painful thing that if we could support the family in prayer, it would be something very good. Let's sing the song, then we'll all enter a time of prayer. We'll put all the requests in the hand of the Lord.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you are more than enough for me. Jehovah you are.
You are more than enough for me, Jehovah Rapha. You are willing. By your stripes I've been set. Jehovah Shammah, you are with me, you supply all my needs, you are more than enough, more. As we lift your holy name, you deserve the glory and the honor. As we lift our worship, lift your holy name, you are great, you're the no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no
meeting on Friday. The says also, could you remember me in prayer as I'm looking for work? Let's all add to a time of prayer. Let's bow our head and offer a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, once again we come with our prayer request before thee, because we know one thing, Father, that the sickness, the prophet told us, is the effect of sin, Father. Despite that, Father, but the provision was made. The blood of an innocent lamb was shed, Father, that we should receive the healing, Father. That's why we ask you the healing, Father, for all the sickness requested that was made, Father. That by you stripe the Lord Jesus Christ, we are healed, Father. Father, we claim the healing once again for the Father of our brethren, Brother Robert, Father. That you shall touch him, Father. If you could remember in the Bible, Father, there was a certain woman, Father, that her daughter was vexed of the devil, Father. But when she came unto thee, Father, the daughter was far from thee, Father. But you were able to say to the woman that let your faith grant you what you ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When she went, Father, back, her daughter was completely perfect, Father. And we believe that will be the testimony of Brother Robert, Father. As we came with a request, with faith, Father. And we believe, but by your stripes, his Father is healed, Father. Gratitude, Father. That is our desire, Father. Once again, we want to commend Sister Juliet at thy hand now, Father. We know that the prayer was made already for her, Father. We can ask you, Father, that you should touch her, Father. Where she's feeling the pain, Father. Wherever that is, Father. Gratitude in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not because of the person who pray, Father. It's because you says in thy word that everything you ask in my name, it shall be given unto thee, Father. We are not asking you something wrong.
We ask you that the devil should depart from the life of our sister in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we want also to bring our brother, Brother Mike, at thy hand, Father. As his voice is gone, Father, but there is nothing but the devil, Father. Because we know that the sickness doesn't come from thee, Father. Because you are holy, Father. There's no sickness with thee, Father. That we know, Father, that all man and the woman that born, or all man and the woman that born of a woman is a sinner, Father. But we know also, Father, there was a sacrifice that was made for, sin, Father. It was the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. And we claim again the healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. That you shall touch him, Father. You shall touch his throat, Father. That let it be a testimony, Father, that our brother is healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we all to commit everything, Father, all the requests, Father, at thy hand. We want to remember Sister Lily family now, Father. And we want to commit them at thy hand. As also them also, they are believer. And the Father believe the same message that we believe, Father. And we know, Father, that if you come on the scene, Father, and they remember about Martha and Mary, Father, when their brother was passed away, Father, they were mourning, Father. But when you came, Father, everything was changed, Father. If you could come now, Father, where they are mourning, Father, if you can be present there, Father, everything will change, Father. And we believe that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Father. You are not a God of history, Father. You are the I Am, Father, that sent Moses with the word of deliverance, Father, to Egypt, Father. That the same God that sent a prophet to us, Father. And the prophet tell us, wherever this message will be preached, the angel of the Lord will be there, Father. When the angel of the Lord is, Father, there's a solution, Father. There's a healing, Father. There's anything that you people has need, Father. I commit myself at thy hand, Father. As I'm looking for work, Father, Father, grant it to one that is good for me, Father. We know the scripture tell us, you have the good thought toward us, Father, to give us a good end, Father. And we believe that everything work together for those that love the Lord, Father. Father, we trust in thy word, Father, that in due season, Father, you will grant to us according to thy will, Father. We ask you, Father, that you should bless us, bless the youth meeting on Friday, and bless the special meeting this Sunday, Father, that you shall anoint our pastor, that you shall drop down the revelation, Father, that when we will come, we will receive something special, Father, and give us a consecrated life, Father, a closer walk with thee, Father. This is the desire of each of us, Father. If there is an unspoken request, Father, you who set the heart of thy people, Father, grant it to us, Father, according to thy will, Father. We want to commit our everything at thy hand. As we depart from this place, we want to depart with thee, Father. We want to depart with thy word, Father. Let these things not remain here, Father. Let us meditate upon them, because are these things that give us life, Father. In this thing, Father, there is rapturing faith, Father. We believe that you will drop to us, Father, and we pray and commit everything at thy hand. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's sing the chorus, and we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you.